The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
How's everyone doing on this Friday?
You know.
We lasted the week. Made it through the week.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's funny to try to do comedy right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a life.
Yep. I woke up this morning, I'm like, man, I don't want to be funny today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Not in a great place mentally, yeah. But, you know, getting through.
I just keep being like, when I feel mentally unwell, I'm just like, everything's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
I had chicken. Chicken is good. I like chicken.
That's what I had yesterday.
I've gone the other way. I bought an apocalypse jacket.
That's what you were saying.
And so it'll be sweet. It'll be real sweet. Yeah, right. Everyone has to have a look for the apocalypse.
I know. Yeah. I'm just going to have my same old look.
I know. I'm going to change mine up.
Do I hear an alarm going off? Is that with me or is that with you guys?
That's got to be with you.
Yeah. I hear nothing.
I don't know. I hear something.
Imagine Chuck's apocalypse look to be a big gay bear meets Mad Max.
That's exactly kind of what it is.
Yeah.
So it's a jacket?
It's a jacket from a movie.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling wore it in a movie called Drive.
Oh, you got the Ryan Gosling Drive jacket?
I do. Yes.
You beat somebody up in an elevator?
Exactly. I can't wait to.
Huh.
Did you look it up?
Like, what
did
is you that
watch
like?
Online and like Ryan
well, you guys know,
I've seen the movie, but I don't remember what the jacket
I'm
looks
totally. As you guys know, I'm totally obsessed with like 80s synth music, and that movie was basically the catalyst that brought 80s synth back was the soundtrack. So I finally sat down and watched the movie. I was told the movie wasn't that great.
It's different. Some people really like it.
And it's a very different style movie. Mm-hmm. However, Ryan Gosling has a cool white jacket with a yellow scorpion on it. And that's it. I've decided that's my new look.
Yeah.
The big gay bear scorpion.
Big gay bear scorpion. I don't know what I'm going to wear underneath the jacket yet.
Just a harness?
I'm building from the jacket.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at it right now. You bought this?
I sure did. How cool is that?
I got to look it up. What's it called? Ryan Gosling what?
Yeah. Now,
I don't know what to say.
What's the movie again?
Drive. Just put in.
It's going to be amazing.
Drive Ryan jacket. Gosling jacket.
Now, the jacket that they show in the photos, they doctored it.
With the scorpion on the back?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's got a yellow scorpion on the back.
It needs to, see, we're not doing
it's for intimidation.
Well. We're not doing jacket? Okay here.
It is. Yes, that's it.
That Where is did it. You that's find this at? Jacket. Where did you buy
no.
it?
No.
Sell it?
Yeah, they sell it. I got it from
Karachi. Actually see it.
I got it from Karachi. This is several weeks ago.
Like
but
Pakistan?
I believe so, yeah.
I hope you ordered like four sizes bigger than what you would normally wear.
It's
probably coming drop shipped from Asia.
I'm telling you right now.
Hopefully not Wuhan.
I went the 2X. I went the 2X and I could stand to drop a couple lbs.
Mm.
You can't buy clothes expecting to lose weight.
No. I can wear it.
Okay.
I can wear it. But okay. What I'm saying, like I knew, I was like, ooh, this is going to be a tight thing.
Is it white?
Oh, God, yeah, it's white. It's
you
beautiful
white.
Satin.
I don't know.
It's shimmery.
It doesn't, at least it doesn't gloves. Matter. It's the
what
apocalypse.
Are you
it's
going
the
to
apocalypse.
Make music? Are you going to make music in that?
music.
He's gonna live the apocalypse life.
Because he's into the synth music.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Chuck is gonna start making synth music.
He's already making it. He's got a whole thing.
Do you know how brilliant this is, though? So you're in the apocalypse. Everybody wants your stuff, right? And it's like it descends into Mad Max Town, and they see Chuck, and they're like, "Should we attack and maraud this guy?" He has a scorpion jacket.
You're damn right.
And all I hear is synthesizer music coming from the place. I don't think they're going to go for it.
Hey, wait until you see my place.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go, dude. They're going to be like, that guy has a white jacket on with a yellow scorpion
on
the back.
He's trying like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man with a scorpion on the back. Like, you going to mess with me in the apocalypse? No.
I think you blew it. They have that jacket in black, too.
Yeah, I didn't.
I wanted the exact jacket from the movie.
Okay. Yeah. I get you.
It was kind of more like, it was like an ode to the movie. And then also,
because I feel like the black one, you've been much more intimidating. You've been much more of like a fierce
bear. I see it, but I mean,
post-apocalyptic bear.
To me, like the reason to buy it was because of the movie and the whole like the nostalgic tie into the 80s music style stuff. So I'm not into full on buying scorpion clothing yet, but it was like an homage to the. I thought the movie was cool, and then
so you did I like the movie,
it. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I thought it was.
I thought it was good too.
Yeah, so
I've never seen it.
I think it's something called like violent romanticism, the style of movie that it is, where it's like romance and then just crazy violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. It's a weird movie.
It's, yeah, it's interesting. It was an interesting watch. I feel like it was overhyped when it first came out.
Yeah, see, I had friends
that were like, it's the greatest movie ever made. It's the best story ever told. And I'm like,
oh, no, it's not.
It was pretty cool, guys, but have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the best story ever told, but I definitely have an apocalypse jacket. So now I'm going to work on the apocalypse gear. I don't know. I
mean, You do need a look. Boots. Some kind of boot.
Why not?
I don't have a look.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, cowboy boots? Get the cowboy boots?
It's not a bad idea. I do have a bunch of cowboy stuff.
A lot of apocalypse realities, people have like glasses that protect them from sand.
Oh.
Yeah, these are cool steampunky.
Like some steampunk.
Well, I have glasses that protect me from coronavirus. Maybe I can start wearing those.
Those are the ones to go with.
Everyone wants you to post a picture wearing this.
Yeah, when it comes in.
Well, yeah. Well, I've got it. I have it at home. Oh, God. Yeah, I've had it for weeks.
Are you going to post it?
I've had it for weeks.
Do you like the way it looks on you?
I think I look great in anything, okay. To be honest.
That's all that matters.
I don't care what anyone else would ever think. No. It's my apocalypse. I've dreamed this whole thing up.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how I wanted it all to end, guys.
We should get together this weekend, and I can help you put together a post-apocalyptic outfit.
Wow.
Get the jacket, the cowboy hat, some boots, find some cool pants, a cool harness.
James could really help you accessorize. You
know, do you think...
A harness that says I'm a big gay fierce bear, but I can also hold some deadly accessories.
Ooh, James. Are saying you should wear one of your kilts with the jacket to really...
I mean, I have, pants. I have a kilt.
There's your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what about some form of leather, James?
You can get you some leather.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe a leather vest instead of the harness. Put the leather vest under the jacket. So that way if
you know, there is a leather vest I've always had my eyes on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the leather vest from The Walking Dead.
Dude, I'm telling you. Are you the dude on the motorcycles?
Yep.
You want the angel wings on the back?
The Daryl.
That'd be like my, you know, I'll have like a Monday look, a Tuesday look.
Yeah. Nobody will mess with you if you're dressing like that.
I just thought it was time. It's time.
I've been, and it's not for the apocalypse, but I've been buying a lot of camo print. I don't understand.
Oh, you're going to match Andy.
Yeah, I've been doing
that's
the
his
same.
Look. You're stealing that's his my, look, Dave.
I bought a lot. I've bought a lot. You're going to need the camo when you're on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple. Got a
when the marauders come for Dave's house.
What are you running from, Chuck, the big gay bear marauder?
Yeah.
Exactly. When I'm running from a guy in a white scorpion jacket.
Well, you don't run from him. You run from his henchmen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said you should get his gloves, too, from the movie.
Hmm.
I saw his gloves.
He's got cool gloves.
Someone said you're going to end up looking like the gay tiger wrangler from the movie.
That could be true.
It's Chuck Exotic.
Exactly.
Chuck Exotic is coming to pillage our town. You could change your name.
It's very possible. Chuck Erotic.
Chuck Erotic in the apocalypse would be like, dude.
I want to be one of your henchmen.
See, that's how I get them.
The master of eroticism. The master of eroticism is coming. You better pay your taxes. I'm going to burn you down.
Tiger King. Yeah. I don't even have to do anything. I just send James in.
That's Chuck Erotic.
Get masked.
You'll be the Scorpion King, Chuck Erotic.
Uh-huh.
Chuck Erotic the Scorpion.
I'm telling you. I mean, everyone's laughing now.
That's his right-hand man, Madam James.
Yeah. Madam James is coming. I'm going to drop a scorpion right in your mouth and seal it. Show it duct tape just the way the scorpion gave it watch. You pay your taxes.
Oh, man.
You
that's
want
a
half
great,
your food.
That's a great way to get our
three
food.
Quarters of your water and all of your toilet paper.
Mm. He's already hired as my right-hand man.
Yeah,
you
have
to. Every roll of your teepee. Even your Scots, we don't care.
Scots.
We don't care if you wipe it with it's so thin your fingers go right into your butthole. We don't care. We're taking
nope,
it.
Nope, we're taking
it's
it.
It's the apocalypse.
It's my apocalypse.
I've heard of you. You're Madam James.
Mm-hmm.
You think the toilet paper thing is, well, hopefully calming down a bit, because I've noticed that posts of, like, stores with gigantic amounts of it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're finally getting the stock in.
Well, I mean, people couldn't keep buying massive amounts of toilet paper forever. Like, we may have got to the point where everyone has 12
everyone has enough.
Packages of toilet paper at home.
Yeah.
You know, we might be at that point. Also, people are just staying in their house, so they're not going out to shop. So it's given people a chance to sort of stock the shelves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just the initial freak out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
I want to think of an apocalypse look for me.
I just thought about it.
I got to braid my beard somehow, probably, right?
I tried braiding my beard one time when I had a really long beard.
Yeah.
And clearly, dudes in movies that braid their beards, it's just like a beard weave.
Yeah.
Because your beard ends up very thin. Like, braiding your beard, it's this tiny little thin
thing. How crazy is that, though? Like, that's a crazy look in itself if I had, like, thin little...
Didn't I think one of the... There was a guy in a band. Was it Anthrax? The guy used to braid his... I can't remember
Scottian.
If he did.
Like cornrows almost? Or what are we talking about?
No, like a braid.
Like a Viking.
Yeah, more like Viking braids.
Did
Viking,
Ryan Dunn from Sons of Anarchy have his Opie? Was his beard braided?
I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know. It's a good look, a braided beard for the apocalypse as well.
I might just snag an eye patch.
That's not bad. I mean, start thinking now.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Because
you got to really give off a warlordy kind of...
Exactly. Like, oh, well, it looks like he lost an eye.
Yeah, like if you look
even
up...
No, you didn't.
If you look up on a hill and you see Chuck in a scorpion jacket, you don't assume, you're not like, that's Chuck the Freak in a scorpion jacket. You're just like, whoever that guy is, I'm not trying to take his medicine out today.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Some nice positive celebrity news. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo thanked Rihanna for helping out by donating personal protective equipment. She previously donated $5 million to various organizations on the front lines in the U.S., the Caribbean, and Africa, which is pretty cool of her.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno Mars is pledging $1 million to assist MGM employees who have been affected by this. He has been performing at the Park Theater at the MGM in Las Vegas since 2016, so he's trying to help those workers out that are out of jobs right now. Ralph Lauren is donating $10 million towards coronavirus relief efforts. Gloria Estefan and her husband Emilio own some restaurants and hotels in Florida. Naturally, their employees are out of work, so they're trying to get 300 of them temporary jobs at CVS. I don't know if...
CVS?
I mean, I guess that's helping, but...
Yeah, that's
listen,
really
we
weird.
Can't give you money, but we're going to get you a job at CVS.
Oh, look, I've got something
thanks.
Better.
I've got a hookup at CVS.
I've got something better than money. I've got
hard
a job
work.
For you at CVS, where all the sick people go.
Hard, dangerous work that you have no idea how to do.
Like, right on the front lines.
Yeah, we're going to put you right on the front lines there at CVS. A pharmacy.
All the sick people go there.
Oh. Yeah. It's like being like, we got you a job at a volcano.
Yep. Right on the edge.
Don't thank me. Don't thank me.
No.
I'll be fine. I'm going to go yachting.
Body baby, do the conga. Yeah, that's the Estefans. That's a weird solution to this whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure their workers will appreciate a paycheck, but...
I'm going to be like, oh, I'll take the unemployment.
We're going to help you guys have your own garage sales.
Wow.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to end this together.
I'm going to help you sell your organs. Sell your organs? We'll help you do that.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
66-year-old guy from Penfield Township accidentally shot his balls off.
Both of them?
Jeez.
Blew them both right off, huh?
At least he was older. At least he was older.
They had their run.
I don't need them. Nothing but trouble. My whole life.
Korea didn't take it from me, but I did.
Yep. I'm sure they were hanging real low.
So. Oh, I bet.
Yeah. That's a
easy shot.
I shot my kneecap and my balls off. I shot myself in the ankles and balls. Who's that? All in one blast. Couldn't believe it.
This 66-year-old guy from Calhoun County, Michigan, accidentally shot himself in the balls while adjusting a gun in his waistband.
Man, oh man. The old gun in the waistband.
It's just not a good idea.
That's so crazy. That's why my dad's in work, man. Like, he trains people for, like, common gun safety and use.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, people never get it. Like, should I put it right directly aiming at my wiener?
Is that, like, his first course? Like, yeah, don't like, first.
Listen, now, none of you, nobody needs to be blowing their dick off, okay? Now, first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to put that safety on and not point it right at your donger.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you have.
Wait a second, like this?
No. Easy, fella. Easy, fella.
What?
Don't do that now. Now, what are you? Okay. Where are you going to put that? In the holster? Are you going to put it? Where are you going to put it?
I want to put it in my waistband.
No, you're aiming it right at your dick, man. Come on now.
I want to put it.
Don't you do it. That's the wrong way. I got to give you an F. I got to give you back to the drawing boards.
Oh, boy.
He has to retake that course over and over again.
What about like this? I'm at the queen. God damn it.
You know what?
I bought a rifle.
If you had a course, how not to shoot your dick off, it would be packed.
It would be packed.
I do think that any normal gun safety course has to at least say.
I think step one is be like, don't point it at your wiener.
Yeah.
Or anything vital that you want to keep. Because those are bullets that zing out of there.
They call it the appendix carry, right? Just based on where it's placed.
Yeah, I guess.
I just don't understand that one. I'd get a holster, a sidearm type thing or something. Mm. And one of those jacket ones. There's plenty of places.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
I like those holsters that
ankle.
Like, you pull them out of your pants. Have you seen those?
Uh-uh.
Where like they're down in your pants. Mm-hmm. And they rest sort of down by your leg, and then when you need it, you just pull a thing, and it pops straight out of your pants.
Jacket stuff, because like you get hot and you look extra cool when you're like, I got to take this jacket off. Oh, that's just my gun.
Oh yeah, if I had guns to carry around and I was allowed to just carry them around all the time at work, I'd have one of those sweet leather. Underneath the jacket.
They're like, it's cool.
Like the classic 80s police officer.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Like the chief's riding my ass. The mayor don't know what he's doing.
I want to know if there are any guys listening right now that do the ball carry. Like, do you carry your weapon right next to your Johnson? Are you not worried about shooting it off? 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969. So what happened in this case with this old guy, it was late Wednesday night. Sheriff's deputies responded just before midnight to a report of a shooting. Police determined the man had suffered self-inflicted gunshot wounds to his testicles while adjusting his gun in his waistband.
Jesus.
Yeah, so he must have been messing around with it, and then it hit the safety off. And then some guns, you barely have to touch the trigger. So
depending
on what you got.
I just, it's so easy to be safe with guns.
Yep.
I've been learning it since I was a child. Yep. I don't get it.
Police determined the man had suffered an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was treated at the scene by Life Care Ambulance Service paramedics and Penfield Township firefighters. They tried to do all they could for his balls before they had to take him to an area hospital.
Jeez. They're dead. Triage my nuts! Are you going to be able to put him back on there?
Oh, my God!
Is there anything left?
Tie your shoelace around him.
Oh. Did all they could. Yeah, they did all they could to save him.
Sir, your old balls are gone. And that's your fault.
Chuck makes a good point, though. He's 66. If I was 26 and I blew my balls off, man. Devastation.
Big time. Yeah. Big time.
But 66, I mean, really, you don't need him anymore.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't, but no, you've said you hope that when you're 66, you're still using them.
Oh, I do. You know? Sure, I do.
You hope you're using them.
Mm.
But if I had to choose 26 or 66, of course, I'm going 66.
Yeah.
Someone said, a Florida man here carrying my gun on my left hip. They call it cross draw because I'm a righty.
Yeah, I think that's how I would. I don't know. I think I would see Chuck. Right.
I'd see Chuck walking in like Sonny Crockett from Miami Vice with his shoulder holsters.
You're damn right.
The shoulder holsters. That's Chuck's exactly dream. Are you kidding me?
Listen, don't be shocked when my next outfit is the Crockett.
So, Isaac in Detroit, you work at an ER. You've treated something like this.
Yeah. First, penis.
Penis.
Every year, the Detroit fireworks, we know someone's going to get shot and come in. And a couple of years ago, someone had shot themselves in the ball and shot it clean off. And after we had got him kind of stabilized, he was going on about how his friends were going to tease him and call him onesie and Uno. And I comfort him by saying that, you know, it takes a lot of ball to make jokes.
It takes a lot of ball.
That's a
good one.
A lot of ball.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of ball to be that way.
What did you do? Like, what did you fill the other side and with something fake? Did he just go one ball and you just sewed it up? Like, what was the outcome?
I believe he got a prosthetic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a nudicle or whatever they're called.
Put a little thing in there.
Yeah, so they put a fake ball in there, so you're kind of balanced out.
Yeah.
I think I'd want a fake ball, guys.
I would too,
I've said that before. I'd like it still to look aesthetically pleasing, even if it didn't have anything real in there.
Right. It's an odd thing, because the only thing it's pleasing to is just ourselves.
Right.
No, like, no chick looks at him and goes, hot.
Right.
Hot balls.
No.
Oh, we've talked about it before. There are a few that like some hot balls.
Well, yeah,
but
no.
Most don't.
No, I
most
know.
Don't
but
care.
I mean, you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, I would be doing
it. You're trying
to feel
whole.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to feel whole even though you just blew your nut off.
I want to be a man with two balls.
Yeah. Should have thought of that before you blew your ball off, Dave.
I guess, I should have. Alex in Tampa, you wear your gun at your balls?
Yeah, indeed, I do.
And you're not afraid of blowing those babies right off you?
No. So it all depends on what kind of holster you get, man. Like, the holster I have, the gun clicks into it. It's made of Kydex.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. Covers the trigger. It covers the trigger. So if I wanted to shoot my bits off, I'd really have to be trying to pull it out and kind of wave it around. I mean,
So why does it happen so often?
Because guys don't have a holster there. It's guys that are just putting it in their waistband.
Like their belts and stuff.
You know, like, that's dumb.
It'll get hooked on something, and then that next thing you know, you're Lance Armstrong in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just all about being responsible, I guess.
Yeah,
for sure, of course. All right, man, thanks for calling in. Chris in Clinton Township, you carry your gun at your nuts?
I sure do.
Not afraid of any accidents happening?
No, I am not.
So, any precautions you take?
Just like the last caller, basically, keep a nice, safe holster. It clicks in at good retention. And then if you don't carry in a holster, it's called Mexican carry. And that's when people shoot, you know, their Fulmar RV or blow their nuts off.
Yeah.
I don't like Mexican carry.
Yeah, I'm not that's sure it's you really called it that. I'm not sure it's.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it's only in.
Okay, I get you. Maybe inappropriate.
I don't think that's what it's really called.
I get you. Someone said, I used to carry appendix, the ball carry, until I was loading one of my guns and the mother effer went off. The bullet about the size of a dime.
Dude, people.
So now I carry on the right hip.
I just have it safe over on the side.
That's the one thing I'll say, as much as because my dad loves guns. Like, he's always loved them. Like, loved them.
Yeah.
Like, he's an enthusiast.
Yeah.
And he would make ammunition. I learned how to do that.
Yeah, that's good. We'll need you.
Yeah. But even when I was a little kid, it was never irresponsible the way he talked to me about it. Like, he was always, like, always harping about safety.
Yeah.
And he's never had any incidents, but he's an expert, you know?
He's, like, right. also, he's like, a, he's
trains military guys to fire weapons. And if when you're those military dudes, when they see someone make a mistake at like a firing range, boy, they go nuts.
This person
and
said,
well, they should.
Yeah.
I typically carry IWB, which is inside waistband, at 1 o'clock, meaning it's pointing right at the package. But the brand of gun I carry is famous for being nearly impossible to set off accidentally. It also helps remind the little guy who's in charge.
Jesus. It's a real risk. They said the Titanic wouldn't sink.
Right. I don't want to hear the words nearly impossible.
Yeah.
That means like it's still possible.
Your safety goes down 1,000% as far as saving your Johnson when you're pointing a gun at it.
Right at it, you know?
There's a million other places you could probably do it.
Adam's in Detroit. Hi, Adam. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. Ripcord.
Ripcord. Are you a ball carrier?
Absolutely not. should always carry appendix carry on the right-hand side or whatever your dominant side is. I don't get how these guys always shoot themselves in the nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The guys who cross draw, I mean, you only want to do that in a poker game. You're sitting down.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, it's like Red Dead Redemption.
You're not
style.
Han Solo. I don't know why you're.
Even Han Solo had it right here on his leg.
Me.
Yeah, I'm not going to carry on my hip. I'm not going to carry there. I don't know. I'd be too afraid. Okay. I'm a clumsy fella.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Clumsy fellas can't carry near their balls.
No. I'd want it like way on my side, so I'm just going to shoot the ground like Yosemite Sam style.
Yeah.
Or like, you know,
make
or I'd get a cool back, the guns on my back if I'm going full rifle, like it's full blown war times.
Yeah. You're thinking of Mandalorian now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
Someone said, imagine the 911 call when you shoot your bits off. Like when that old dude had to call 911. Mm. Are you in panic? Are you in shock?
I would assume someone has called for you.
Yeah.
Because don't you just go right out?
Yourself?
Don't you go right out?
I would. I know I would.
I think
shot my balls
the blood
off,
loss has got to be, I'm going into shock now. Yep. One of my balls is out. Oh, both of them. Both of them. Clean off.
It's mush down there.
You know, I just blew them, shot them right off like they owed me money.
The only thing about shooting your balls and being older is that you'd hope you just got the sack.
A lot more sack for it to hit. A
lot more sack.
I mean, to hit it directly, that's like winning a fair game.
Yeah, but I don't know what the physics of your sack being shot by a bullet. What does it do to your sack? Just tear it to shreds.
Your sack is the least protective.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It's hanging right out there. This guy said, I actually keep my gun in the front with the barrel right next to my shaft, but I don't put anything in the chamber while it's in my pants.
Okay, well, you can do whatever you want, I guess, as long as it's not ready to fire.
I don't get it.
Yeah, but then what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, because all he has to do is get quick motion.
I want to be quick draw McGraw.
A proper holster gun by a trained individual can be drawn.
Well, like, think of the guys who do it competitively.
Yeah.
None of them have it in their waistband. It's always, like, right on their hip.
Right.
And it's for speed.
It's for when you're, like, in the thick of it.
Yeah.
In the thick of your gun battle.
Yeah. I feel like when you're putting it just in your waistband, I feel like either A, you're not really supposed to have it.
Right.
You know? And it's just like... numbers are filed off that thing.
Right. That's your emergency gun.
You know what I mean? It's my staying alive.
Staying alive.
Pistol.
I'm up to Andy would probably be like John McClane from Die Hard, a Beretta taped to his back.
Yeah, that's how I'd be living it. I do have a lot of training inside me.
I know you do. I wouldn't want to tape anything to my back, though, because I'd be like, oh, ow.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I'm too fat to reach my
way. Oh, my God.
You got me this time, Madam James. I couldn't reach it because of the corona made me fat.
Too fat. I could reach it yesterday.
One more text here. Someone said, my boss carries his waistband, his gun in the waistband in the small of his back. One day he sat down at a restaurant. It fell out onto the floor. It spun around on the floor, ended up pointing straight at me. Light flashed before my eyes.
Dude.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's scary.
Super scary.
You know?
There's like there's just millions of dudes that are walking around carrying them all the time, and they're just, you know, as long as you have the right holster, the right type of stuff,
yeah.
It's just that willy-nilly, like taking a 38 and shoving it down your pants.
Yeah.
When the things are notoriously known for just going off.
Right. That's just the craziest thing to me. You know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, we talked about this the other day. We were speculating that, you know, once this is all done, we're all forced to spend time together for a period of time. Divorce filings and breakups would skyrocket. Well, it's not waiting until it's over.
No, it's been long enough already.
There's already been a 50% rise in inquiries from potential clients to the top divorce attorneys in the country. Divorce filings are skyrocketing, and we're not that long into this quarantine. In Manhattan, they've seen the biggest increase.
Time to get your name out there, divorce attorneys.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Email the Dave and Chuck the Freak sales team.
Yeah.
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 We can give you a pretty good deal right now.
Yeah.
Get on the air.
I bet.
You can own everything in the building.
Yep.
Live from the Divorce Attorney Building. It's Divorce Attorneys.
Dave's getting a divorce attorney tattoo on his ass today.
But yeah, as they say that couples forced to spend time together while quarantined in cramped apartments or even in bigger places, just not faring well during this coronavirus outbreak, making matters worse, dramatic sways in the financial markets will further bring on a wave of wealthy divorces because richer spouses may decide they want out now while their net worth is down, which will help them avoid a larger settlement. So if their portfolio has just plummeted over the past couple of weeks,
they
could think this is the time.
Whoa. Yeah.
The lowest it's going to be.
Yep.
So you get a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. So, I don't get the whole marriage thing. Gambling all your stuff.
Yeah. We're putting it all in, you know?
That's a crazy thing.
One of the biggest power divorce attorneys in New York, William Zabel, he said, we've had an increased amount of calls over the past 2 weeks from people seeking representation for divorce proceedings. In fact, a 50% increase at our firm. And I'm hearing the same from my colleagues at other firms as well. This guy's huge. He's handled Greg Norman, Howard Stern, Matt Lauer's divorces.
Oh yeah, if you can get him, good luck. But good luck getting him. But
yeah, no, you have to have a lot of money. But there's some big New York names that are, you know, obviously able to call on this guy. Meantime, a couples therapist and the clinical director of a family institute says many fights coming out of this are going to stem from not having space and being overwhelmed. In China requests for divorce from couples coming out of months plus long quarantines. They can't keep up with them there right now.
Mm. Yeah.
They're just coming out of all this, and that's when people are starting
it.
Yeah.
What's crazy about it is, like, so people are spending more time with each other than ever, and you'd think, oh, wow, it's going to bring people closer together. No, it doesn't. It's just
being apart.
Driving people mental. Absolutely mental.
A little dark-sided, but is there anyone listening who thinks they may not make it through this quarantine with their partner?
Oh, that's a fine question.
No.
Do you think you may not make it through this whole thing with your current partner? What could be the end for you guys? 1-855-954-6969 is toll-free. 1-855-954-6969.
I know.
Or text us at 46969.
How many days have we been asked to shelter? What day is it here?
Monday was Monday.
Track.
15.
I think it was Monday.
It was Monday, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've been under since Saturday, so not even a full week for me yet.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. We're at, like, around here.
It feels like 2 years.
I've been quarantining since a week, 2 weeks now.
It's been longer, like the...
But the some people, I've been doing it longer. I mean, I've been since I got home, even before then. But you guys, St. Patrick's Day was last week?
Yes.
It was?
It feels like it was like a year and a half
ago. It really does. I didn't realize that.
I looked that up. I'm like, wait, last Tuesday was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's what we were supposed to do, St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
Yeah, I got time is slipping away. Yeah.
That was the longest time off that I've ever experienced in my whole life. Yeah. Like the longest feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Time off.
Like it was going on forever.
So I can't even imagine if you're stuck with someone that whole time, like that length of time that it felt like. And then it's, you know, made worse by being with someone that you're just completely fighting with the whole time.
So, yeah, these are flying in here. We're wondering if you don't think, do you not think your relationship will make it through all this? Someone said, absolutely not. Was already thinking about it before all this went down. This just sealed the deal.
Oh. Yeah, if you're already having troubles and then you lead into this.
But there's also another thing, like, this'll make you realize, oh, boy, life is short. I could get coronavirus, next thing you know, and I've wasted all this time.
With this person?
Yeah, it's like a double, whammy effect.
It could cause an awakening.
Yeah.
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 So Chris lives with some roommates. You think they're not going to make it. Is that right?
Yeah, they're not going to make it.
This is a couple?
Yeah, they've been going at it for so long. And it's getting even worse now that they're stuck home together all day. Mm-mm. And I'm glad I'm not hurt.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Careful she doesn't try and bang your
Some woman texted saying, if I don't get a ring after this pandemic, we're done.
Oh, well, geez, that's not a threat you want to make right now, probably.
No. Because on the other hand, some guy said, I just got engaged on the 14th, but now I'm debating whether or not I should go through with this.
Yeah, you're going to want to.
I'm just going to push it off, wait.
It's waited out. Marriage is weird. That's a weird concept to me. I can't wrap my mind around why people would do it.
Oh, I know.
Someone said the first 2 days, for sure, we thought we were going to call it quits. But we've chilled out a bit and relaxed a little since then, so who knows?
Yeah.
You just have to figure out a way to have space.
Right.
You know? Give each other space.
Yeah. You have to. It's super important. Yeah.
Alone time.
Walks. Like they say, you're going on trails. Smart idea.
Yeah.
You know?
Get to the trail.
Get out and about. Just get
I'm not going alone, though.
Oh, okay. All right. No. Oh, okay.
So.
Even though I go with my family, I walk so fast, it's like alone time.
Yeah.
Like, I generally walk way ahead and circle back and meet up with them. So I do get some time out there. This guy said, my wife left me just as the shutdown began. Best shutdown ever.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What great timing.
Yeah. He's like, what? No, seriously, you are? You're going to leave?
Right. Bye-bye.
This guy said, this is why we're not going to make it. I've been up feeding all the animals and cleaning the house since 7 a.m., which I've been doing every day for the past week while she sleeps in until noon or later.
Oh, noon?
We won't make it.
I just watch her lay there.
Oh, boy.
Joe, do you think your relationship may not make it through the corona quarantine?
Yeah. Well,
hey, Joe.
Hey.
Go ahead. Hey, I got a whisper. I'm in my room right now.
Okay, Joe, be careful.
Yeah, this is terrible, dude. I've been with this chick a year and a half, and I thought I knew her. She's nuts. I'm packing my stuff, and I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. I just got to wait. You know, it's retarded, man. I mean, she ain't beating or nothing, but, dude, she's throwing bags of sugar at me. I'm trying everything to get her. I'm still doing everything in the world trying to get along with her. Hang on a minute. Hang on.
Shh. Carol, don't.
Just go, Joe. Don't turn
that. No, it's cool. It's cool. She's in the bathroom. Okay.
She's throwing bags of sugar at you? Whole bags?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could kill a man.
Dude, I took a box of cornflakes to the head 3 times. Man, this is stupid.
Oh, that's a heavy cigarette.
Under cover of night, sneak out.
I got my bug out bag ready.
Good.
Yeah. Me too.
I already got up with my buddies. Said, dude, just come on, just get the hell out of there.
You got
that's
to.
That's what I'm going
to
do, man. I'm out of here, dude. I'm riding.
Yeah. All right. Ramble on.
Ride on, brother.
Yep. There he goes. Hashtag save Joe.
Yeah.
Save Joe.
That's crazy. He said, I didn't even know it, man. Now she's throwing bags of sugar at me.
Don't waste sugar.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
Those are big bags. You hit me with sugar.
They're heavy, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sugar bag. I'll kill you with a sugar bag.
Absolutely. You know,
it seems breakfast time sets her off because it's cornflakes.
It's always bacon and sugar.
Better hope it's not like a big thing of pancake mix.
Mike's in St. Pete. Hey. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for everything you do. Penis.
Hey, thanks so much, man. So we're wondering, do you think your relationship may not make it through this thing?
No, not at all, actually. The exact opposite of that. I think my relationship is going to be awesome. It already is awesome, but me and my girl, we're going to hang out and, you know, smoke that good green and enjoy time together and do some different exploration on each other while we're enjoying this quarantine time.
So some people have a plan, right?
Yeah,
like some people have a plan, and the green helps them to relax, and they're able to, you know...
Sex helps.
Yeah. You know?
Something tells me he called us in an open bathrobe.
Probably.
It's possible.
He sounds like the type, Andy. Yeah. You're so right.
He seemed like he didn't even get the belt. He just was like, yeah.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
That's enough.
We've been exploring each other's bodies.
Someone said that guy who called in whispering, it sounded like the Blair Witch Divorce Edition. It totally did.
It was terrifying.
He's like, I thought she was cool in the beginning, man, but I don't know. I don't even know her when I...
He had like snot dripping down his nose that whole time. Crying.
Someone else said, me and my boyfriend before kids would fight so bad that I've stabbed him before.
Oh.
So he's not going to make it out of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my... He is...
That's his own fault. It's his own fault. You can't get married to someone who stabbed you.
Right.
You can't.
Nope.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see it.
Someone else said, both my husband and I work in industries that are exempt. We're working more hours. So we're the opposite. We actually wish we had some more time together right now. And this guy said, I'm the idiot who agreed to do a small remodeling job in the house during this isolation.
Ooh.
Jesus. Talk about stressful. That's stressful when you're working every day and coming home to do that. But when you're just stuck there with it.
Well, also, you know, you might have like an afternoon, you just don't feel like doing it. But someone's like,
the bathroom isn't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to take a shower in there.
Mm-hmm.
This woman said, I don't think we'll make it. I've always known my husband wasn't that great with hygiene. This has made me realize just how disgusting he is. I find myself cringing behind his back a lot.
People are gross.
Yeah, we are.
People are real gross. It's really hard for people to wash their hands, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Like, we just can't get it.
Haven't figured it out.
Who thought that was going to be in the history books?
No.
They're so gross. They just couldn't handle it. They were all
wiped out. So divorce rates are jumping in corona quarantine couples. Do you think your relationship may not make it through this? Someone said, if she doesn't put out soon, I'm going to be out. It's been a month.
Whoa. I'm sure there's a bunch of guys pining, just waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
They need it.
Someone said, not divorce, but I sure am worried that we're going to have another kid in 9 months.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. So scary.
This one, I'm done sleeping in late every morning. I woke up. And there's more light coming in the room, and I see your fat ass, and I can't take it anymore.
Oh, that's mean.
It is not nice.
That is absolutely horrible.
Such a
and someone else said, luckily, I'm in healthcare, and I still get to work. I keep volunteering for overtime, though, just so I can get out of the house.
My goodness. Everyone's like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much for all your sacrifice. And he's like, no, it's just to get away from my life.
Right.
It's terrible.
I chose the front line of a pandemic over you.
Yeah. Wow.
And Carlo, one more call here. Hi, Carlo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing okay. So we're talking about couples that may not make it through this whole quarantine thing. You think you'll make it?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, I don't. Sorry.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Why not?
All right. So obviously we're in lockdown now in Michigan. And I went over her house the other day to comfort her. And I woke up from a nap, and she was putting grapes in my butt. And I, like, out of nowhere. So I was like, what are you doing? And she was trying to be kinky or something, but I ended up, like...
Stop. He's very creative.
Yeah.
Thank God we took that one last one.
I don't make the best calls all the time. I don't make the best calls all the time.
I know.
He was like, he couldn't believe he got on either.
He was like,
he didn't know what to say.
Yeah, he was like, grapes in the butt.
And then forgot all his jokes.
Yeah.
He got nervous, forgot all his jokes. He was ready.
It's hard.
So there's lots of couples, by the way, that are definitely going to make it. They've just been sexing it up. So good for you guys. You figured it out.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.